Okay, Meryl, can you tell me when you were born and where you were born?
Well, I was actually born in Sling, not in the hospital, in my auntie's bungalow in Sling.
Yeah.
And then I moved down to with my parents then, down to Clements End then, when I was about, months,
Why were you born in your auntie's house?
Because that was where my mum and dad were living at that time.
Right.
So then they were living with her. And then,
have they been married a long time? Have they?
No, not that long.
Yes.
They'd been married about 2 years.
Yeah.
And then they moved down, which was would have been my grandparents' house then, at Clements End, and lived because my father's father had died, and then my grandma then was left on her own. So they moved down with her.
To live with her.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me about your father and mother. What did they do?
Well, my dad was a miner. He worked at the old Princess Royal in the beginning. Mm. And then he went up to Bernard James, which had a small mine at the top of Baker's Hill in Coleford, where he basically didn't go down in the mine there. He was more of an engineer looking after the trucks and what have you, bring the coal up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was his name?
He was Jim Lewis.
Jim Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that mine he worked in, was that a free mine or was it a...
No, it was a proper mine, not a free mine.
And where was it?
That's at Poolway, actually, at Baker's Hill, Coleford.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's a collier most of his life.
All the time. And then when that place actually closed, then he went to work for Fred Watkins at Sling. So that was his last job then. Don't ask me what he was doing. Same sort of work, engineering, that kind of stuff.
So he had an engineering background.
Well, basically, yes.
Yeah. Did he train as an engineer or was that something?
I don't think so. I think he was self-taught.
Something he picked up.
Yeah, picked up on his all the years, like.
And what did he think of his sort of colliery, his working in the mines? What did he think of that sort of life? Was he?
Well, he was quite happy, yes, because he wasn't down in the mines, so there was no fear of any landslides or slips.
Less risky, so.
Yes, he wasn't actually cutting the coal, so
Yeah, a lot of his work was surface work.
Yes, on the Yeah.
And do you remember him going to work or coming home? And
well, just about, yeah. Yeah, I can remember, yes, yeah. Always dirty.
Yeah.
Dusty. Yeah. But he always rode his bike, so.
He rode to work?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, from Clements
End. On a bike, yeah. Then in his later, when he was, nearly going to retire then, they used to, there was a man from Bream that brought him home then in a van, so he would bring him down home in the van then, so he didn't have to ride his bike.
Yeah. And your mum? What was her name?
She was Eunice, and she was Jones before she was married.
Yeah.
Common name, Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, she originated in Coleford as well. The High Nash was her house where she lived in Coleford.
Yeah.
And she didn't work. She was always looking after, because I've had a brother as well. So, she always looked after us and didn't go out to work until we more or less left school.
Yeah.
And then she went to work at Carter's. Oh, it was Carter's then, which is now Beecham's. Yes. And basically in the can. She was on the line at doing this squash and what have you at one time. And then they decided, I think because of her age, basically. Then she went to work in the canteen then on the, teas and refreshment side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she worked there for quite a number of years.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was probably there about, 20 years or so, maybe longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember roughly when she started working there? How old were you?
Well, I would have been about 16. So.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah, about 70 years ago then.
Yeah. So you were 16 when she first went out to work. So before that, she'd be looking after
you. She was looking after us, yeah.
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 Yeah. And, what sort of, was she a good cook?
Oh, yes. She made sure we had plenty of food and you always had to clear your plate. She didn't like anything left on the plate.
Did she have a particular favourite sort of meal or anything?
No, just good meat and two veg and what have you, you know. No, but, yeah, but it was always plenty of it, you know, never skimpy.
Yeah. Did they have any other interests, brass bands?
Only in late, well, when the girls then joined the band, yes.
They got interested.
But otherwise,
yeah.
No.
Was there any cider making where you were or any?
No, he drank his cider at the pub up the road.
Which pub was that?
The Miners Inn, that was called.
Yeah.
Yeah, not there now.
Yeah. So you went and had a drink there?
That's right, always stood at the top of the steps. He would never sit down.
Yeah. Did you have a pig, sheep? Did your grandfather have pigs or sheep?
Not sheep, it was, they had pigs when I was little, but then... And no, not for that long, like, used to get them slaughtered and hung up on the old stone as well, lying out on the...
They cured the meat.
Yeah, cured it, yeah.
Yeah. So that was your grandfather? So
no, my dad, that
your
was.
Your dad kept a pig?
He was the pig, yeah.
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 He gave that up when you were young, did he?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But you remember it being cured?
I can remember them having it, and the old, like in the old pantry place where you... would have the salting stone, whatever it's called, stone thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they salt and cure the meat.
Yeah.
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 Did you get attached to the pig?
Not really, no. Didn't like them.
You didn't.
They kept chickens as well.
Yeah.
And my dad was always a good gardener. That was his hobby, basically, was gardening. So, and we always had plenty of fresh veg. You know, he'd always plant well, so, yeah.
Was his work your regular at the colliery? So you had a good income as a family, kept you afloat as a family?
Yes, yeah, he did. It was regular work, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So what school did you go to?
Oh, I went to Elwood Primary School.
So you started there when you were
five? When I was five.
Yeah.
Then I went to Bell's Grammar School.
Going back to Elwood, how many children were there, do you remember, at that time in your class?
I think we were about 30 in our class then, each class, and there were, four classes. I think it was quite a good number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of your teachers there?
Mr. Harvey, he was the headmaster.
Yeah.
Oh, what's her name? Miss Parry, who was from Bream, and she was the cookery lady. I can't remember anybody else.
Yeah. Did you enjoy Elwood School?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was within easy walking distance as well.
And was your brother ahead of you or was he younger than
no,
you?
No, he was younger. He was younger.
He was younger.
Yeah.
So you'd walk to Elwood. That was quite within sort of reasonable walking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you stayed there until what age?
Until I was 11.
Yeah.
I went to the grammar school.
How did you get to the grammar school? How did that happen?
By bus.
No, I mean, did you...
I had to pass the exam, sorry, yeah.
Yeah?
You
had to pass the exam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which wasn't called an 11 plus, I don't know what it was called then, I can't remember.
So there was an...
You sat for an exam, yeah.
So there was an...
So you either went to the grammar or to the secondary school, that's right, yeah.
Was it free, the grammar school?
Yeah.
It was. Mm-hmm. So when you went to the grammar school, you were 11?
Yeah.
Did you have to wear a uniform?
Oh, yes, yeah, green.
Yeah, this is...
And a berry.
Yeah. So do you remember going? Do you remember the sort of experience of... How did you get to the school?
Well, we went by bus then. Bus. Because it was in Colford then, whereas now it's moved up to Berry Hill after, but...
Yeah.
Colford, yeah.
So you went to school and you were... did you enjoy school?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah?
Quite
scholarly, or was it sports? What interested you?
Not particularly sport, no. I wasn't very sporty. I liked the music side of it, because we did operas. We did the old Gilbert and Sullivan operas, which I was in, and that took part in those.
So you performed in those, you sang?
Yeah, as a soloist.
Oh, crikey.
Yeah.
Do you remember any particular performances? Is there any memorable ones?
Well, the Mikado, really. the Katisha in that one, and then Little Buttercup in one of the other ones, and something else in one of the others. I can't remember what the other one was.
Do you remember any of the songs you sang?
Do you want me to sing it to you? No. Well, I'm not singing the one at this.
Well, I won't press you.
No, I won't sing to you.
Okay. But that's quite interesting. You had those sort of opportunities.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Because in the beginning, the operas were done in the old town hall in Coleford, which they're moaning about. Why did they pull it down around the clock tower? And then when the grammar school then had a big enough hall, we moved up to the grammar school and did them then. But the original ones were down in Coleford Town Hall.
Strong discipline at the school? Was there, what was the school like in terms of the general atmosphere and the expectation on students, pupils?
It was all right, a good school. I enjoyed it anyway. Yeah.
So how long did you stay at the school?
Well, I left at 17.
Yeah. Could you have stayed on further or?
I could have, but I didn't want to go any further. I thought, no, leave then.
So you left school at 17?
17, yeah.
Yeah. What was the next step?
Then I went to Beecham's, not Beecham's, I called them Carter's because that's what they were then.
Yeah.
The Ribena factory, worked in the office there for about 4 years, I think.
That attracted your office work, did it?
Yeah, I wanted to do office work, yeah.
So how did you get the job there?
Basically, because my granddad worked there.
Your granddad worked there?
My granddad worked there, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which granddad was that then?
That's my mum's dad.
Your mum's dad? Oh, we didn't pick him up, did we? So yeah. Did he work there for long when you went there?
When Carter's first moved to Coleford, he was one of the first people working there, yeah.
At the very beginning?
At the very beginning, yeah.
Yeah. And what was his job?
He was in the laboratories, whatever you call it, yeah, looking, testing the...
So what was his background then?
I haven't got a clue.
I don't know. But he was good at that sort of chemistry. And
yes, yeah.
That sort of
stuff, yeah. Yeah.
So he helped you get a job there?
Yeah.
Yeah? Was that in his department or something?
No, because this was in the actual offices, in the wages department it was actually.
Wages?
Yeah.
And you quite enjoyed that?
Yeah, because I like working with money.
Yeah. Did you have to have any qualifications?
Not really, not in those days, no.
Did you have to train on the job? Or?
Yes. You just worked your way in, really, and they would give you sheets to do, like... And also on the purchase control as well, so you had to... Well, right in those days, no computers.
Well, tell us about that. I mean, how did all that work? Wages, was it all ledgers? And
yeah, after the wages ledger then, and then it was all done by hand anyway. So you got so much a week, worked out your tax, which they did, which the wages weren't that high then, not like they are today.
Yeah. Were the records typed or in longhand?
In hand, yeah, handwritten.
Longhand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did have an adding machine. But the old paper ones that you pulled the handle on, not electric ones.
Yeah. Do you mind me asking, how much did you get paid there? Do you remember?
I can't remember, actually. I can't honestly remember.
Yeah, that's fair enough. So, did you enjoy that experience working there? Was that?
I enjoyed that, yes. And then... I don't know why. Oh, I do know why I left, I think. Because then Stan, when we got... I wasn't married then, obviously, when I was working, not the beginning.
You're not the beginning, so some
no.
point along that line.
Line you, then.
You met your husband.
And then, yeah, and I met Stan, and then...
Do you mind asking when you met Stan, or where, or how?
Well, Stan worked in the coal yard, just above where I lived in Clements End, you see. So that's how I came to meet him.
Yeah.
He was from Clearwell, lived at Clearwell. That was his home, yeah.
So you got married. Do you remember what year that was?
Yeah, 19... 58.
58.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did that pull you out of the... So what did you do? Carry on working for a while after you were married?
Yes, I did. I must have been... I think I was still at Carter's then, actually. Because when we got married, we went to live in Clearwell and we were there a year. Mm. I can't remember when I swapped over jobs then. Because I've only had two jobs. Well, one I'm doing now, but three with the one I'm doing now. But only had ever had two jobs then. So
what happened then when you 5 years at Carter's? And
yeah, it's probably longer than that, I think. I was probably... I don't know. We'll say 5 years at Carter's then. And then I moved then down to Typrod at Lydney, which was rubber mats for vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
Those things, yeah.
Where was that in Lydney?
On the estate.
Was that a big company or...?
Yes, well, they originated from Ryslip in Middlesex was the head office.
Yeah.
And they had one at Brighton and this one in Lydney as well. And it was those like rubber cleaty doormats they made.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Did you know why they'd chosen to come to Lydney, or was it?
I haven't got a clue. No, I don't know.
Yeah. So you started in the office there?
I went in the office there then, yeah. Down
what
there.
Did you do there?
That was again the sort of clerical work basically. Again, looking after purchase ledgers and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you go out of the office at all, or were you mostly working in the office?
In the office, yeah.
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 I mean, between Carter's and this job, the office changed in any way? Is there any new technologies coming on?
Not at that stage, no.
So it was still much
the same. Still handwritten, yeah.
Still handwritten ledgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you travel down to Lydney?
By bus in the beginning, because we didn't have a car when we first got married. So by bus, yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you change that? Did you get a car eventually? Or
we had a car eventually, yeah, but it wasn't till several years later.
And you never used that to go to work?
Not at that stage. No. Always. Because the bus, yeah, I had to walk to... Where'd I have to walk to? Or was it Clearwell then, obviously? I'll walk up to Sling, that's right, to get the bus to go to Lydney then.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So were you living with your husband's parents then, or had you got a house in Clearwell?
We had, yeah, his mother, because his dad had died, so he didn't... His mum, so we were with her for a year.
Yeah.
And then we moved down to Lydney in Grove Road...
Right.
Yeah, so I'd been married a year, so we had a year in Clearwell.
And a year down in Lydney.
And then we went to Lydney to live then.
So you were closer to work.
And, yeah.
And Stan, was he still working up?
Yeah, Stan worked at Typrod then as well.
Oh, he did?
Sorry, yeah, I've missed that bit out.
It's all right.
Yeah, he was at with this coal yard then, at just above where Clemenson, where Mum lived. Because the man who owned the coal yard's father owned the pub, right? The Miners Inn. So they had the coal yard there. So he worked there. Then I expect he fell out with the boss. I don't know. I can't remember now.
Yeah.
Then he moved then, and he went then to Carter's to work, funnily enough, in between jobs.
Standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, he was driving. No, he wasn't. He was looking after the Ribena line or what have you then, you know, checking that stuff. And then suddenly the job came up in Lydney, lorry driving at Typrod.
Yeah.
So he moved down to that one then, before I went to Typrod, actually, he was there.
Right.
On long distance driving.
Yeah.
Which he did for about 20 years, I expect, on that.
For Typrod?
Maybe so, that.
So where was he driving to, was it?
It was London, taking these mats that they were making, because basically some of them were for vehicles and that, so take them to the motor companies, Fords and, or to Birmingham, he travelled a lot, and into London, the vehicle manufacturers, when they were in this country.
So he's taking them to the automotive industry.
Yeah, they don't do that. And up to Liverpool, he drove up to there, to the ones up there as well. So, Yeah.
Was he back in a day from those trips, or did he have to stay away overnight? Or?
No, he's usually there and back in the day. Sometimes there were nights out, but not that many.
Yeah.
And then he finished there, and he went on to Ready Mix Concrete on his own business then.
Oh, he moved into his own business?
Yeah.
So going back to you, your career...
Me now, yeah.
Yeah, you're down there and...
I'm down there,
what
yeah.
What comes next?
And then I have this dear little girl first.
Yeah. So you have Sharon.
I left there then, got Sharon. Mm. I left there and I was at home for about a year. Because we had now moved to Park End then. Sorry, I missed that bit out. Yeah.
So you moved to Park End before Sharon was born?
Yeah, Sharon was born at Park End, well in Gloucester, but she was, yeah. So we've been in Park End 2 years then. 1964 we moved into Park End.
Yeah.
And then 66 Sharon was born. So, and we had Stan's mother with us then. So she travelled from Clerwell to Lydney with us.
Now
and then we were
Park
back
End.
To Clear, back to Park End then.
Could I ask you why you moved to Park End?
Well, this bungalow came available.
Right.
No reason. We just wanted... Oh, yeah, because, like, Lydney, we were renting.
Right, so,
so we wanted something of our own, yeah.
Yeah.
So we moved up there. That came available. So, and actually, missed this bit out, Stan actually started working for the man who owned our bungalow where we are now, because that was a coal merchant. See, he was... When he...
So like, this was in between Carter's and the Ready Mix. Then.
No, before that, when he first started, his first job was on hauling, humping coal on his back.
Yes, yeah.
Delivering coal, yeah.
So he's delivering coal.
Yeah, that was his first job when he was 16, or before that probably.
So it's through that he met this man and got to know about this house in Park End later on.
Sorry?
So that, how did that relate to the house in Park End?
That's who he worked for. Stan worked for this man who had the house in Park End, where we are now.
Yeah.
That's where he first started work.
Right.
And where Sharon's garage, where our garage is, that's where they used to store the coal to deliver.
Because your daughter lives next door to you now. And you're
yeah, because she got our land.
Yeah. So you gave her some land to... build her property.
Yeah.
So in terms of having your children, you had Sharon.
Yeah.
And then you had
Hayley.
How long was that after Sharon? That was...
There's two and a half years. No, 3 years between you. 3 years, yeah.
Mm. Okay, so were you like committed then just to bringing up the children, or did you start doing any work? Or...
I was working, I'm afraid.
You worked?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, because I'd got a built-in babysitter, hadn't I?
Yeah, that was your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where did you carry on working then? Down at Lydney? Or?
I was still at... Yeah, I was... No, I wasn't. I finished at Lydney. When Sharon was born, I finished at Lydney.
Yeah.
That's right. Then, because... right. Because I got married at Colford Baptist Church... The minister there who'd married us had moved to Lydney, right? And so he said, this is how we come to go to live in Lydney now, I'll tell you this bit, because I've forgotten that bit. He said, well, why don't you try for the manse, which was the Baptist manse, because he said, I don't want to live in it, because he bought a house in Lydney. And that's how we came to go to Lydney. You'll have to edit all this, mind.
Twisted
all around.
That's fine.
And then he'd got an accountancy business, so he was only a part-time minister.
Yeah.
So he said, if you're looking for a job, come and work for me part-time. So I did go and work. That's where I started doing accountancy work then.
Right.
Which was in about 19... Well, after Hayley was born.
Okay.
Then, yeah.
So that's about 48 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're then working with, so you go to work with him part-time.
That was part-time, only mornings, yeah.
Going back to your job at you know, you the job that you finished when you had Sharon.
Yeah.
I mean, did you have maternity leave then or anything like that? Maternity
benefits? Oh, no. No, you didn't get that in those days. No.
So you'd have had to finish work.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you were having baby, you'd have had to finish
work. That's right, and you didn't get any help, you know. You
didn't have any financial support
at all. No, that's right. No. No, things changed, didn't they?
Yeah. So where did you have your children? Where did you have them, at home or in hospital?
No, in hospital, both of them, Gloucester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you...
Then I came back, you had them in Gloucester, you see, but it was a longer time then because you didn't go in and back out on the same or 2 days after. So I was sort of a couple of days in Gloucester and then moved down to Lydney Hospital. So another 7 or 8 days in there.
Yeah. And so you, So you're working now part-time as an accountant. Was that different to work to what you'd done before?
Well, yes, yeah. Because it's actually working for the tax people, not, working for clients then. You're doing your books in the same way, but then you have to have them properly done, really, because of going for the tax.
And this is the minister from the chapel who had a business. Mm. What was his name?
Chilvers, Mr. Eric Chilvers.
Right.
Yeah.
So did he train you in doing accounts for...
Well, he helped, yeah.
Business accounts.
Yeah.
He helped?
Yeah.
Did you go to college or did you just again learn
No, only just pick it up what he told me.
So you learnt the ropes of that?
Yeah.
You carried on doing that for...
I've been doing it all my years now, since then and then.
But how long did you actually work for him?
Worked for him until 1990, died in 1992, about 1990.
Yeah.
And then at that stage, he wasn't well, so he then closed his office, because we had an office in Lydney then at the top, at the old Clifford Hughes shop above there. And he then sold part of his business to another accountant who moved into that property. And then we went to work at his house, got a room at his house then, Mr. Chilver's house, this is.
So you carried on.
Yeah, there, to do that. So we did, yeah. Mm. So and then that was in about 1990, we probably moved up to his house. Mm. And then he then, in 1992 he died. His wife didn't want anything to do with the business because she hadn't got a clue. So she said if I wanted to take it over, his clients, then she was quite willing for me, to take them, as long as the clients were willing, obviously.
Yeah.
So from that stage then, I went working for myself, self-employed. And actually it was a good job, a nice job, because I got, clients were already made. I didn't have to go looking for people. Mm. And at that stage, it's just built up and up. And I've been doing that accountancy work and still doing it now.
You're still doing that now? You've still got clients?
Yeah.
Have you got any clients that actually started with you in 92? Have you still got some?
Oh, still got those, yeah.
You have? Yeah,
they're still with me. Yeah. And I picked up a lot on the way who say, do my book. So, and I try to say no, but I'm afraid I can't say no.
So you carried on doing
it.
So
I'm still doing it. You're
still very busy with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Going back to having children, you almost apologised for working after you had children. Was that unusual then to carry on working after you had children? Or?
It probably was. Most people would stay at home then, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did Stan feel about it? Did he feel he should...
Well, he was all right as long as his mother was there to look after the children. That was all right.
He was happy about
that. Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened with Stan? He goes into a ready-mix business, you said.
He went into ready-mix concrete, yeah.
And that was his own business?
That was his own business then, yeah.
Did you help him with that at all?
Not really.
Do his own books?
Somebody else did his books. Yeah, I didn't do them. No.
So did Stan eventually retire?
Yeah, he retired, yeah, at 65. He decided he was going to finish at 65, yeah.
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 Yeah. Would you mind if I just went back a little bit to your sort of childhood? Because being born in 1935. That, you know, a few years later, it was the Second World War. Did that have any impact on you as a child? Did it?
Not really, no, because we didn't experience much of the war where we were anyway.
Yeah.
I can just vaguely remember that at Sling there was an air raid shelter outside the old, where the miners' arms is at Sling now, the air raid shelter. So we must have been at Sling. We must have still been living at Sling, I imagine, because then they heard the bombers coming over, so we had to go into this air raid shelter. Remember that bit? Just remember vaguely that. Remember.
It's exciting as well. Yeah.
Vaguely remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember any of these sort of side effects of the war, rationing or anything like that? Was that in your consciousness?
Not really. I can't. Well, I ought to remember, but I can't.
Yeah. Well, you never felt the impact of it then. It was sort of something, especially, I suppose, if your father grew your own food and things.
Yeah, it was. I can remember, like, the ration books and that. You could only have certain things. I remember having my first banana, which was at Christmas, I think it was.
Was it?
Never seen one before, but
that was after
this was after the war, I think it must have been, yeah.
What did you think of a banana?
All right, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I always went to my grandma's and granddad's for Christmas Eve then, and stopped and had Christmas lunch up there at High Nash. So, and my mum would sit up all night with her mum doing the stuffing and preparing the vegetables on Christmas Eve night. Yeah.
That was quite an event you remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throughout this, you said you went to work with, you know, the chapel, there was a house. That's how you came to move to Italy. I mean, when did you start going to chapel then?
Well, I was actually in the Girls' Life Brigade in Colford.
Right.
So when that was about, I started there, I must have been probably about 11. And then progressed, and I was a sergeant in that, there with the Girls' Life Brigade.
Yeah.
Went to camp, what have you with
so
them.
What sort of things did you do in the Girls' Life Brigade? What were the activities?
Well, basically, it's very similar to the guides then. Various events, you did country dancing, we had badges like the guides do, like country dancing, first aid, embroidery, old sewing and all that sort of stuff, painting, craft stuff. Yeah, and then we went to Bexhill-on-Sea, the big camp down there we went to.
How did that relate to the chapel?
Because it was attached, it had to be attached to a chapel.
Right,
whereas the guides aren't, you don't have to be.
So that was the chapel you...
That was Colford,
First started going to.
Yeah, Colford, yeah.
Yeah. Which chapel in Colford was it?
The Baptist down Newland Street, yeah.
Which street, sorry?
Sorry?
Where is it, sorry, the Baptist?
Newland Street.
Right, Newland Street.
Newland Street, the
is
Baptist.
Is that still there?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It's altered now to when we were there, because it had a lovely big schoolroom on the side of it, which is now flats.
Yeah.
And we used to have youth weekends when we invited, like, the other Baptist chapels of the forest then, and we'd have a weekend conference and general games and what have you.
That was with other young people?
Yeah, the young people's fellowship thing, yeah. Christian Endeavour as well we had there.
Yeah.
So the big convention there one year, and when we had all the West of England, not just Gloucestershire, but the West of England people came up, and then you had to sleep them. They had like little dormitories in this schoolroom in Colford, so you've got room to sleep them if they wanted to stop the weekend, which they did.
Yeah. So you were a regular attender at chapel?
Yeah, yeah, I always have been, actually. Yeah.
What about your family? Did Stan go, your mother?
Yeah, Stan did as well. Yeah, he started in the Church of England, in the Anglican, in Clearwell.
Yeah.
And then when we got married, before we got married then, he moved over to the Baptist and he was there all the time then.
So you got married in chapel?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was something you kept doing all your life? Wasn't
yeah.
It?
Mm.
Yeah.
I still go now.
What did you do when you still go now? So what did you do when you moved to Lydney?
Then, I moved to Lydney, So I'm still, so we went to Lydney Baptist then, which where I go now, still, yeah.
So you, even when you came back to Park End, you continued to go to Lydney Baptist
Church? Yeah, because we didn't change our membership to Park End, because actually Stan was secretary at Lydney Baptist.
Yeah.
I wasn't anything at that stage, just helping out. But now, I was secretary when he, just before he died. But I've been treasurer for, I don't know, about 12, no, longer than that. I've been dead 13, so about 20 years I've been treasurer then at Lydney Baptist.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, that's a very old Baptist church, isn't it? Yeah. Yes, by Tesco's.
Opposite Tesco, yeah.
Yeah. And what's the congregation there like now?
Not very good at the moment. They're all upper age group.
Yeah.
We have got a couple of new people come in, well, four new people come in over the last couple of months, which is good. We thought we'd lost them, but they've kept coming. So with a bit of luck, we can, increase in numbers, because it dwindled right down, unfortunately, like a lot of the places now. But we are in the throes of having great alterations done there. If we can get planning permission, that's the bugbear at the moment.
Mm.
But they're going to turn it into flats, but we still have the church, but just a church area then.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be six flats. We won't have any schoolroom or anything like that, but the entrance will be off the main street still, so, which will be good.
Yeah.
And we, not the overheads, because the trouble is, with a congregation, you've still got to pay your minister, and any repairs, obviously, well, heat and lighting and insurance, which are a must.
Yeah.
And it's a bit hard at the moment, but we can get that done.
It's a very historic chapel, isn't it, in terms of...
Unfortunately, it's a listed building where we're having problems with the planning.
Ah, so that's one of the issues.
Yeah, so that's an issue at the moment. Yeah. But
it had a famous organist there, didn't it?
Sorry?
There was a famous organist played there.
Oh, yes, Herbert Howells.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lived next door.
Yeah.
Next door to us. And you've been to the chapel, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have. Well, there's
a plaque on the house, isn't there, next door?
Yeah.
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 I think, what was his father worked in Lydney Town, didn't he?
Yeah, his father, I don't know what he did actually, but he was the organist at our chapel.
Yeah.
Herbert Howe's father was the organist at the chapel. And then Herbert Howe's came and played for a little while. And then he moved away and that. And
did you ever hear Herbert Howells playing in the chapel?
No, I didn't, no.
Did you hear his father playing?
No, I didn't. No, because when I didn't move down there until...
Yeah.
1966. We got married in 58. Oh, 59. Yeah, but his father had died then, I would think. Yeah. No, I can't remember him playing there anyway.
Did Herbert Howells ever come back to the chapel, do you know?
Hmm?
Did Herbert Howells ever come back to the chapel?
No. Because I think he went mainly down then to the Anglican church, you see. He played, once he went to London or wherever he went, and then only didn't ever come back, I don't think.
Yeah.
No.
Well, he had some, I think it was part of his tuition was with Sir Brewer at the cathedral, so I think...
Yes, so that's why,
he moved across.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So... the chapel's been quite an important part of your life then.
It certainly has, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that's is that a strong tradition in the Forest generally still?
Not so much now, I'm afraid, since they've had Sunday opening and, that basically killed the congregation on it, because people just don't think any more than go off on weekends and that's it.
Yeah.
We've still got the people that we've got at the moment have all been in the church for some time then, you know. We get people come in and look at us and think, oh, you're too old or something. And so they don't stop. They're looking around for somewhere to go to church, and then they move on. But
did your children go when they were little?
They went, yes. Yeah. So they were 14, 15, probably.
Did they go to Sunday school then?
Sorry?
Did they go to Sunday school?
Yeah, we had a Sunday school, quite a good Sunday school, yeah. Yeah, and then that eventually went, you see, we haven't got any children at all coming to chapel. Well, the minister has got three children. One's gone to college now. The other one's on her in her sixth form. But the younger one was coming, but then she doesn't come now either. So, because basically, we haven't got anything for the children to do.
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't got any children,
that's
then
the problem if you
yeah, that's right. So they get bored and what have you. So,
On the cultural front, you said that you did drama at school. I mean, did you do any sort of amateur drama after school?
Not really, no. We just did those operas. That was the only things.
So after. Sorry, I didn't explain myself very well. After you finished school, did you do any opera or dramatics?
Not really. I did a couple of them after I'd actually left school, because they did a couple more that I was in. My daughter did the Circle of the Gilbert and Sullivan operas then.
Yeah.
And then for some reason I finished. I don't know why I finished, but I did.
You enjoyed it, though?
Yes, so, I did, yeah.
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 Did you get involved with any other musical stuff? Because you were saying you enjoyed music.
Well, I was in a choir, you see. Because years ago we had the Colford Girls Choir.
Right.
That one, going back a long time ago. We're in that. Then.
So you did that for how long? A few years? Or?
It probably went about 6 years, I think. And then also in the Lidcroft Singers, I sang in that.
Right.
Grace Knowles, Lidcroft Singers.
So what were who were the Lidcroft Singers then? That was a girls' choir?
Girls' choir, ladies' choir. It was the offshoot from the Bream, because there was a Bream girls' choir.
Yeah.
And that finished. And then they started up what they called Lidcroft, because it was based in Lydney. And I don't know, it came to be called Lidcroft, but I was in that anyway.
Whitecroft, perhaps.
But probably because of Whitecroft as well, because Muriel Gwynn was the pianist and Grace Knowles was the conductor. Grace Knowles lived in Yorkley.
Right.
So I suppose that, I don't really know, but we did lots of competitions. And
oh, you did competitions?
Oh, yeah, lovely, yeah.
Where did you have to go
Cheltenham
to do that?
Town Hall we went.
Right.
What they called the Gold Cup, and they thought we'd won a horse race, but... Yes, sang in there, and also to Oxford we went, and I can't remember where else. Oh, we went to Llangollen a couple of years.
Yeah. So you're very good, you're very, very good.
Yes, it was a very successful choir, actually.
Yeah.
About 25, 26 people in it, but they were regulars, you know, they didn't get many people leaving, which was good.
Yeah.
So they moved away.
And when did that run till?
Until Grace Knowles died, but I don't know how long it ago. Mm-hmm. Went for quite a long time. I can't remember when it actually finished.
So you were able to continue singing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when the girls then joined the band, so I've gone brass band, but I don't play brass band. But
did you play or did you just
take them? No, I administer things.
You administered them. How did they get interested in brass band?
Because the conductor lived next door.
Who was that?
Keith Bowery was one of them.
Yeah.
And Tony Higgins, he was he was a Park End lad. So they started up the Park End band again. And that's how Sharon, first of all, went through Keith, I would imagine, next door. And then... Hayley then joined, but she was later joining because she wasn't interested in... she didn't like... she didn't like Tony Higgins, I think it was. I don't know.
So she was later coming on.
She was later going on, yeah. But then she...
Yeah.
They're both very musical. Well, all the family's musical, basically. Yeah. Instrumentalists.
Yeah. So they were like the first generation of brass bands, brand people in your family?
They were, really, yes.
Yeah. But you'd support them and help them.
Well,
And what was Stan's view about that? What was his?
Well, he was again. He was once they got into the band, then he was suddenly chairman of the band. So you go to a committee meeting, the annual general meeting, and then you get voted onto a committee.
So he got no band background.
He hadn't got any, no.
But he
no
became band the band. Chairman, chair no, of the band.
So he was chairman of the band, made chairman somehow or other. And then I suddenly got the job of treasurer of the band.
So you were treasurer and he was the
chairman. I know. I've got loads of treasury ships in my house.
And how long did you do that for?
I'm still treasurer now.
You're still treasurer of the band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's... The other night they were saying it's our 45th year next year.
Yeah.
But I haven't been on it for 45 years. Not doing the treasury, but when they started I was, obviously. So,
yeah.
What were you showing? 9, 7, 8?
Yeah.
7? Yeah, 7. Oh, that's so, yeah, 40.
That's 43 years.
43 years, yeah.
So you both were involved with the band. Did you get involved with Park End Life in any other way?
Yes. Park End Carnival. I'm treasurer of that. Stan was secretary of it. No, Stan was treasurer of it.
Yeah.
Then I took over from him. I've always helped with the carnival, although I wasn't on the committee until later, because they always said you can't have any members of the same family on the committee, you see. But I helped in the background, so that was all right not to be on the actual committee. So it's Park End Band, Park End Hall.
Yeah.
I'm treasurer of that.
The Memorial Hall.
The Memorial Hall.
The treasurer of that.
Over 65s, Park End, treasurer of that.
Yeah.
The band, I'm treasurer. The church, I'm treasurer.
Yeah, so you have quite a lot.
That's it, yeah.
You have quite a lot of treasurer.
I've got plenty of things to do, yeah.
But those, the things about the Park End, the Memorial and the Carnival... So your life's revolved very much around the village, really.
It is,
supporting
supporting
those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you've enjoyed that.
I enjoy it, yeah. Otherwise I wouldn't do it, would I?
Yeah.
You know.
The Carnival's one of the few that's kept going, isn't it?
So, yes. Yeah.
Yes, it's been quite... It's
yeah, we're 47 years now, so 3 more and we'll be 50 years.
So it's 47 years.
This was 47th this year.
Yeah.
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 Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's still, it's very strong actually. If the weather's right, if it's a horrible day, then you don't get.
Has it changed over the years in terms of what it's involved? Or?
Well, not really. We still do the same sort of things. The carnival perhaps isn't. I don't think it's not well supported. The people come to watch it, but because of the problems with lorry insurance and health and safety and that we find we don't get as many heavy vehicles as we would like then.
Yeah.
But the smaller ones are still coming, and also the decorated cars. So, you know, we still get a good carnival.
Yeah.
Only difficulty is because it's the end of the summer, and if you want children to come and children displays or something, you can't get them because the school's finished and they haven't started back. So, you know, we can't sort of have country dancing or like schools country dancing or anything connected with the schools because they haven't got time to prepare things then. It's too long from the end of the summer holidays then.
Yeah.
And of course, people do tend to go off on holiday now on that bank holiday weekend, ready for the winter.
Yeah. What about Park End the Village? I mean, you've lived there quite a few years now.
Yeah.
Nearly 50 years.
Yeah.
And how have you seen that change over the years? Has that changed in any sort of remarkable ways? Or?
Well, our bit hasn't changed along our road, I must admit. I mean, we've got the caravan site sales opposite, but that doesn't disturb us a lot. And of course, when they knocked down the old square, then they moved the village basically on up the hill, up the Fancy Road, where the council houses were all built. So that was like, we still got the centre of the village, obviously, with the sports field and that, but the people then moved up the hill.
Do you remember the square?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Very old.
Were the people living in it when you remember it?
Yeah. Yeah, because Dan used to deliver coal there, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
It was very old. Was it, an easy place to live, or was it, you know, what was it like? Do you remember?
I don't really know, because although the square was there, I didn't know very much about it when we moved into Park End. Yeah. So I don't think it was there. I remember seeing it when we were working to go down to Park End to go to Lydney. But I can't remember how long the council houses have been up there now. I can't remember.
Some of the council houses were already there when you moved there, weren't they?
Yes. So I think the square had probably been more or less gone then, I think, when I moved in there. I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah. So what about the forestry school? Was that still open when you moved there?
The forestry school was open then, yes, because it's only in recent years it's been taken over by the Bristol education.
Do you remember seeing people who were coming to the forestry school in the village, or... Because people used to come from all over the country to go there.
They did, yes. Yeah. No, I wouldn't have been involved in that anyway, not really.
But did it have any impact on the village, the forestry school, or not?
I don't know, really. I don't know.
Yeah. Whitemead Park, that's another big...
That's another one, isn't it? Yeah. That, again, you get a lot of... visitors over there, obviously, who do support our car boot sales in the village. I know that when they're there for the weekend. And at one time, they always used to make sure the people who love the carnival then, we always had two floats in from there coming in because they booked their holiday that particular weekend when they knew the carnival, but we've lost those now. So obviously, there's not the same people coming now on that weekend.
Yeah. What like occupations in the village? I mean, does that change where people work? Do more people commute now, or are they?
I think a lot of them commute now because the Remploy was just along the road from us.
Yeah.
Where they employed the more disabled people, like, but then that closed, so just got that old car place there now. And, basically, there isn't any. Oh, apart from the sawmill, well, Glickstein is still there, which was the old Park End sawmills. Mm. That's the only industry in Park End now, I think.
Yeah.
I think a lot go out now anyway. I think a lot. Although the caravan park opposite us is still quite busy, they employ quite a lot of people, so, you know.
And, have you got any grandchildren?
Sorry?
Have you got any grandchildren?
Yeah, two boys, yeah.
Do they live at home still?
No, one's at uni.
And what's he doing?
He's doing music, the Music College, Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama. Right.
Yeah, so he's doing a degree course there, is he?
Sorry?
He's doing a degree course there, is he? He's doing a degree course?
Yes, he's on a four-year one, yeah. He's been there 3 years. This is his last year now in Cardiff, so he comes home... when he can, put it that way.
But he
does live in Cardiff.
He's very musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does he play for Park End Brass Band?
He started in Park End Band.
Yeah.
Then he moved to Lidbrook, did a year there. Now he's with the Flowers Band, the best championship band in the west of England.
Gosh, so he's very talented.
Flowers Band, yeah.
He's very talented.
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
And he really, you know, he's been playing... his instrument now since he was seven, and also he enters lots of solo competitions and has done very well in those, and with his Ordinary Flowers Band as well, he's playing solos and does competitions with them, so they're a great band, bunch of people.
And is your other grandson musical?
And then George is the other one, and he's just left Catering College at Coleford, and he's now doing catering, working at the Rising Sun, Rosely Green.
Yeah, is he musical?
He's musical. He does, similar to Ben, he played with Park End, but he's given Park End up, and basically now with Forrester Dean Brass.
Yeah.
But he was in the Forrester Dean Wind Band as well.
Yeah.
And Lidbrook Band he was with. He's been round as well.
Yeah.
And also, he's another one who does competitions.
Yeah.
But he also loves baking as well, so he does And we have the carnival. He does lots of things. Does the baking competitions in the carnival for the flower show and veggie show. Yeah. And he likes gardening. He does his onions and carrots and what have you. Yeah. Put those in and he wins his prize down there, which is lovely. So,
gosh. So that sounds like his great-grandfather, doesn't it, really?
Well, yes, he's following in his footsteps, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's not following his ordinary granddad, because Stan hated gardening.
Yeah.
I must have laughed.
Yeah. In terms of the bookkeeping you do, your accounting for people, I mean, have you seen businesses change in the forest, the businesses you look after? Is business more of a challenge these days or a...
Well, it has been. I mean, the building did a bit of a slump, but now that's picked up again now. So we've got lots of subbies.
These are self-employed subcontractors.
Yeah, the self-employed ones. But their income has increased now over this last year to what it went down, but it has picked back up again. And they all say they're busy, so which is good.
Yeah.
That's the main ones I do, really. I don't do... I suppose I do a bit of everything, really. Electricians and...
Yeah. But particularly those small self-employed people who are contractors, you get good insight into how they're doing, I suppose.
Yeah, they're certainly picked up a lot to what they were, you know. And they're moaning about the tax they got to pay now, so.
Yeah. Yes, we will have to pay that. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Thank you.